The throne of grace. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, let us come together before the throne of grace. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Coming to our Father, we are to come together before the throne of grace in a particular way. Do you notice the word boldly? Coming before God in awe and in joy and fear, perhaps, would be something we would think of before that word boldly. Yet we are told that this is the way we are to approach God Himself. Why do you think this is? Professing our belief. Once we have professed our heartfelt belief in Christ as the risen Son of God and have accepted Him as our personal Savior, we have received forgiveness of our sins. We did this by asking God for forgiveness for those sins through the sacrifice of our Savior Jesus on our behalf. Our sonship is secured. Our Abba. God is our Father. Abba is the term Jesus uses for Father. It designates the most intimate level of fatherhood for us as it does for Jesus. It is the term used for the close relationship that a young child might have with his father. There is the sense of a young child running into his father's arms and calling him daddy. So in a similar way, we come to the throne of grace. There was once a beautiful illustration given. I read it so long ago that I no longer recall the article nor the author. However, in the description, many well-educated, accomplished men were awaiting an audience with a famed world leader. Those awaiting the leader sat in a large room. There were several busy receptionists who assured them that they must all wait, perhaps for a long while. Into that same waiting room ran a very young child. The same receptionist smiled and didn't attempt to stop the child, who burst directly through the closed office door with a loud, joyful shout of "Daddy!" From the glimpse into the leader's room, those waiting men could see that same child happily snatched up into the awaited leader's arms and held against his chest. The child knew his father and that there would be an immediate welcome and never a wait. We are that child. Likewise, we are now a part of the sonship of God, joint heirs of Christ Himself. Christ has died for us. We are His and He is ours. The Father is our Abba, our Daddy. In God's arms of love, by prayer, we too can go boldly into the throne of grace to see our Father. We too will be snatched up joyfully and held close to our Father's chest, wrapped tightly in God's arms of love. Mercy and grace are given. It is here at the throne room of grace that we will find God's mercy for us and grace for the needs we have. There will be grace given as needed for all of our trials, grace for each day, grace for our dying hour, grace for all manner of help in between. God is our Father. Jesus is our Savior. And the Holy Spirit is our infilling Comforter. All are freely given to the child of God that we have become when we receive Christ Jesus as our Savior. All thanks be to God, our loving Father. Come to God. What a verse. I have a friend who would say, "What a hallelujah moment," and he would be right.